KW Mobile.
Scratchy, Dave. Yes, you're on your handy talking. This is N0TR.
How much time do I have against what it was I want to accomplish? I got a couple of different mobile radios I could put in the truck, but that would interfere with my flying time and my making my airplane room an airplane room time. So it's third on a priority list. It would get done.
Put that off until it's rainy and crummy outside or high winds and you can't fly.
There you go. That's a good example. What you up to today, Tom?
Right now, I'm just sitting here watching Homestead Rescue. I like to watch that. But it's the first time I sit down all morning. I've been putting in two new under-the-counter lights for Bernice. And it's extremely hard on my old back. And up there where they broke my ribs where they did lung surgery, I get a lot of pain there when I twist and turn. But I got them up, by golly.
Don't overdo it, though. Don't push it too hard. And I hurt for days. Like when I first started setting up the airplane room, I had some heavy lifting to do. And I was suffering that night. It wears on you when you're not used to doing it every day. Anyway, be careful with that.
My neighbor, he's got a good method for preventing pain in that. I asked him why he didn't get the coronavirus whenever his wife and daughter had it. And he says, well, I drink more beer during that time. That way the alcohol kills all the germs, Tom.
Reminds me of a guy that I knew over in France. He really admired bridges. So sometimes on the weekend he would want to take me around to where he knew all these bridges were over there. And we would marvel at the engineering that went into actually building those bridges and the gap they would span. It was enormous. And that's what he would say at the end of the lunch. We'd go have lunch. And at the end of the lunch, you'd have a cognac. It was just a little tiny cup of cognac, but it was really, really good cognac. And he used to say, that'll cure what ails you. I believe him, too. Because, man, you have a hard time breathing for a few seconds after you down that thing.
It just wouldn't work for me, Dave. I took a little taste of wine once in a while at the kids up in Michigan. They like wine for their dinner. And I'll taste that. I just feel like you poured alcohol right down my throat into my stomach, and I just feel warm all over. And it just wouldn't pay for me. I'm a cheap drunk. But yeah, I watched him make that. What's that famous bridge up there? So beautiful. The suspension bridge, I think, up in New York. Watched the Discovery Channel last week, and they were showing the engineering and how many years it took on that and how the engineer, he got sick and they thought he was going crazy and everything, and yet he still finished that bridge, at least his son did, down the line. And that is a beautiful bridge.
I know the one you're talking about. They've actually had discussions about that bridge on Blue Bloods. I don't know if you ever watched Blue Bloods. It's a really good show. Amy told me, a friend of hers, she used to watch it all the time, highly recommended it, and I never did want to take the time to watch a series of films, but that one was worth it. She was spot on. And it's about a family that's a cop family that lives in New York, and one of the times the daughter was telling her daughter about how many generations of their family that came over to the U.S. and poured their blood, sweat, and tears into building that bridge, and how that bridge really gave them what they needed as a family to climb up out of the dirt, right? And a whole lot of other families. That really brought a whole lot of families up to a higher standard of living, generation after generation, building that bridge and getting better and better as time went by. Yeah, that's a very popular bridge. I can't remember the name of it, but I know what you're talking about. W4DJW.
I do, too. Shame on me for not remembering. It's N0TR. Her nephew's son, would be our great nephew. He worked at Bloomingdale's, which is right down next to that bridge. I know as we were landing there a couple of years ago going to Boston, I took a picture of it, and Mike said, well, that's where Brendan works at. Yeah, a lot of them even got the bins when they were digging the superstructure, I guess you'd call it, for it, the supports. And also, it was on Modern Marvels on channel 16-6, I think it is, Dave. And that's over-the-air TV.
Go right ahead, comment.
KO4JQX, it's Jeff, Dave. It ain't either Brooklyn or to George Washington, is it?
It's the Brooklyn.
That's what I was thinking. Appreciate that.
I'm going to put a star on the wall for you. This is Tom, N0TR. Go ahead.
Yeah, Tom, I'm sorry, man. I had chemo yesterday. I still got brain fog. I was thinking it was Brooklyn. I've been up there a lot of times in a tractor trailer, but it's been a long time ago.
That is our engineering marvel. I know the guy that worked with over in France was an engineer, and he knew, he had an appreciation for engineering, and he would mention that bridge and the bridge over at L.A., the Golden Gate. He mentioned that one, too, how they were marvels and how much went into that. I remember my dad's dad built the bridges like that. After he finished working on trains, he switched over to bridges, and he could sell them down to the bolts, how many bolts they were going to need to build that bridge. And he wasn't very far off the mark.
It's an amazing thing. Well, look at some of the larger dams like Hoover Dam and that. And by the way, when we take out of Moffett Field there, which was at Mountain View up near San Jose, that gives you a better idea. When we take off out of there, you go out many times over the Golden Gate. And Bernice and I have been across it several times. In fact, I got a picture of a road sign. We went across it from San Francisco and on up the road, I don't remember how far. You know, we lived in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and Pittsburgh in Kansas doesn't have an H on it like Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. There is a Pittsburgh, California, and there's one in Missouri and a couple other places. But I looked up and there was a sign for Pittsburgh, California after we crossed the Golden Gate. I couldn't believe it, Dave. Other gentlemen, give me your name and call again. Bernice was making some noise over here.
Tom, was he talking to me?
Yeah, give me your name and call again. I know you. I just didn't write it down, and Bernice was clanking around here. She's making barbecued ribs, potato salad, deviled eggs, baked beans, et cetera, et cetera.
I'm sorry, man. I was just about half paying attention. I was sitting here doing a bunch of office work. It's Jeff Parker, KO4JQX, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec X-ray.
Is that chemo successful for you? It sounds like it's mighty tough. I went through that about the year 2000. And I certainly would not have to do it again. God bless you. Dave, go ahead. W4DJW, N0TR. How was your flying day?
Today, I took 2 days off from flying and to get the shop in order. And I got it in a lot better shape than it was, but still not finished. Long way to go. And Jeff, yeah, good luck on those treatments. I hope they work sooner rather than later. I know that's got to be tough. I haven't had it, but I know a lot of people have gone through that, and I can have an appreciation for the pain that they went through. So I hope you get through that really quick and come out the other side a winner. And we went through the Napa Valley train experience. We were on the train in Napa Valley. Things that we get through, we got a rental car. This is what I call across the Golden Gate Bridge, and then came back to the other side and looked back across. They've got a place you can pull over down there and look back across it, and it's just a marvel. Sometimes the clouds are below the top of the bridge. That's pretty cool. I've seen the guys' videos of drone footage where they've taken pictures of it below the clouds and above the clouds. That's pretty cool. That'd be for DJW. Way out there, they're built now.
Mighty scratchy now. Yeah, there's some real marvels out there that people don't acknowledge them as much as, I don't mean to be picky, as they do what the slaves built and that, and wanting reparations and that. But think of the guys that died building Hoover Dam and all these other places in the United States. And also, when I was in Kansas, there was a lot of places around there that the dams and the roads and everything, and I don't know if you ever heard of it, it was called the CCC camps, Conservation Corps, I think it was. And they made so many wondrous things, and that's been around for many, many years that helped us all. But, yeah, that was on Quest TV on channel 16-6 over the air. That's a fantastic channel. I don't know if you get it or not, Jeff, but I really enjoy it. It's kind of like a Discovery Channel. Modern Marvels is one of the things on there. KO4JQX N0TR. Go ahead, Jeff.
It's a lot of TV, Tom, to be honest with you. Just never have. Every now and then I'll watch Discovery Channel. Be honest with you, I don't know if there's a show comes on that catches my attention, I'll watch it, but usually I'll come up here to my office in the evenings and sit around at my desk and mess around on my computer or mess around with my radios or something, but now he's talking about my cancer. I have to take chemo every month and probably will for the rest of my life. I had a very aggressive form of Hodgkin's lymphoma, and they've got me on a preventative type of chemo, and they pretty much told me I'll have to take it the rest of my life to try to keep this stuff at bay.
This is W4DJW. If I get too scratchy, let me know, Tom. Because I go down hills and up hills. I was at a low point then. I think I'm coming back up on a hill now. But sorry to hear that, Jeff. And hope they're the best. Hopefully they're wrong. There are cases where they're wrong, and hopefully this is one of them. But I think they're getting better and better as time goes by. But Tom, that engineering marvels. I watch the Discovery Channel I record the universe, right? And that's the Discovery Channel that I watch, the one and only. And I only watch that when Amy's gone to sleep at night. Because and I only watch TV when I'm watching with her, when I'm not doing something else. And it's always what she wants to watch. It's never what I want to watch. She doesn't like the sound of the universe. She wasn't really a scholar in school, so she's really not interested in learning anything at the moment. But anyway, I do like the universe. If it's nighttime and she's asleep and I can't fall asleep, I'll turn that on. And there's just tons of good things to learn about the universe constantly learning. I can watch those shows over and over and over again, no issue. W4DJW.
KB4CPA.
Well, as they say, there goes the neighborhood. That's Dave. Hi, Dave. Good to hear you, buddy. I love those History Channel and the Discovery Channel. And I like to watch the Life Below Zero and Mountain Men, because those guys can make something out of nothing. It's just amazing. And this Homestead Rescue is along those lines. And we're like you. We don't watch much TV until it's late of an evening, like 8 o'clock on. And we don't watch any of the trash that's on network. We watch, once in a while I'll watch Magnum or Blue Bloods, but not regularly. I like the ones that are informational type, and you learn something every time. But that's the only time we sit down after we've taken our showers and go downstairs in the radio room, and I'll sit there and check the bands and run CW. Once in a while, sideband. By the way, Dave, there's a big sideband contest on today. I know you don't get on them, but I know you also look at it at times for contact numbers and that with your whatever it is you got up there with Whisper and that. But Dave, CBA, there's this contest on, and there's quite a bit of DX on there today. So you better check it out, old buddy. KB4CBA in 0TR.
Yeah, I was on last night. Boise 20 was just crazy. And, in fact, everybody was so close to each other, and some people were bleeding. Their signals were just bleeding all over the place, and I finally just shut the radio off. I said, you know, I just wasn't getting into it last night. But anyway, but I'll turn it back on again tonight and see what's going on. Hopefully I'll have all the kitchen cabinet doors hung by then. Good Lord. But anyway, Tom, I thought you were one of the Martin Marvels.
Bernice, you know, can I even lie about that? Yeah, I see Vietnam's on 18-8, X-ray Victor 1 X-ray. That's one that I don't have. And I just, by the way, Dave, DJW, I just turned over 300 countries yesterday for the first time in my life. And I'm not a contester, you know, but I was proud of that. And it's not bragging, I'm just proud of it. It was my own personal goal. But at any rate, I think there's 334. Well, Jeff, it was nice meeting you this morning, and I'm going to sign off. Dave, DJW, is up there hilltopping, Dave, so I know you guys like to talk about airplanes, so I'll get out of the way, and I got to go outside and do some yard work and check the girls out back there, my chickens. So I'll turn it over to Jeff, and then you guys have a wonderful day. It's a blessing out there. Got 57 degrees, 25% humidity, and the wind's 6 mile an hour from the south, gusting to 10 miles an hour, Dave. KO4JQX and 0TR73. Good day, guys.
Speak with you. I've spoke with you before. It's been a while back, but enjoyed it. Yeah, just a side note, my grandfather actually helped build the Hoover Dam out there, you know, back when they were putting it up. Have a good day, enjoy it. I'm sitting here at my desk looking out at the beautiful day, man, just trying to get my legs back under me. But y'all have a good day. 73 to you there, Tom. Dave, say you got to fly some today.
I'm out at the airfield right now, backing into one of the slots, and it's a crowded airfield today. It's going to be my last one. The flags are hanging low, which means it's not very windy out there, so it's going to be a good day. Anyway, I enjoyed it. Appreciate the ride over to the airfield. Maybe I'll pick you up on the ride back. W4DJW. Clear.
Dave, have a good one, ma'am. KO4JQX, 73, buddy.
Dave, KB4CBA. Well, Jeff, I've been listening. I understand you're taking chemo and may have to for the rest of your life. I tell you, I've known a good many people that had different types of cancer and had to have chemo for an extended period of time, and it certainly is no picnic. I've I've walked through it with them because I was a minister for 40 years.
No picnic. I've done lost count at this point in time. I was keeping up with it, but I lost count 5-6 months ago, but I've had over somewhere well over 100 rounds of chemo.
Well, we had a lady at the daycare that ran our daycare at the church, and she got cancer and had chemo and pretty extensive chemo for I can't remember how long it was, but it was pretty long time, a year or so, and then she went 5 years without cancer, and then it came back. And of course, she had some more treatments, and as far as I know, she's doing okay. That's been, gosh, I can't even tell you how many years ago I was there at that church, 13 and a half years. So. But anyway, she's retired now. But they were, you know, from all the churches that I've been on staff, there's been a bunch of them. And some of them are still friends, and they're still battling. So it's a fight.
No doubt about it. Got cancer when I was 45 years old, and I'm fixing to turn 57 this month. And when I first got it, I was in stage 2A, and they gave me 4 rounds of chemo and 12 rounds of radiation, and said they got it, and said I had less than a 5% chance of it ever being bothered with it again. And since then, I've been stage 4 twice. Had a stem cell transplant that failed. The port in my neck caused me to have a TIA. The excessive amounts of steroids they give me caused me to develop avascular necrosis. I've then had to have a shoulder replaced. My right shoulder's been completely replaced. My left one was supposed to have been replaced 3 years ago, and they haven't been able to do it yet because I've been back on chemo because of cancer comeback. And my right knee's gone. But I'm still in the game. I ain't sweating it.
For you, you know, I've been told that, you know, your outlook toward it is, has a lot to do with it, and I don't know if that's true or not, but I've had many people tell me that, and some people just give up, and you know, others don't. You know, they fight it, and so anyway, you hang in there, and I'll say a prayer for you, and because I'm definitely the doctors aren't always right. I'm certainly not putting them down. They you know, they've helped me and my wife and many, many other people that I've been around, but now through the years. But you know, sometimes I remember they had family gathered around this lady, and she was in ICU, and the doctor was standing there, and I walked up, and he said, "Y'all might as well just go ahead and make, you know, funeral arrangements, because she, you know, she probably won't last through the night." So the next day I went, and they transferred her out of the ICU into a room. She was sitting up, eating, talking, had eaten lunch and was talking, and just, she lived another year and a half, I think. So, you know, God's got the final word.
A dying man. You know, it don't even bother me.
To be honest with you, it doesn't bother me either. I'm 66, and I just, you know, look at this old world, and it's not the world I grew up in, and there's a lot of things I don't like about it, and I can't change them, and that's frustrating, and I won't get into it, but, you know, I just, you know, I'm just tired of it, and if I died today, it'd be fine with me.
Still got my wife, and I got a 27-year-old son, and I ain't no hurry to leave here. I mean, I'm frustrated with everything that's going on, but I just ain't in no hurry to get out of here, but, I mean, it's... It ain't, like you said, it ain't what we grew up in.
You could be younger than I am, so, you know, God's been good to me, and I certainly can't complain. Well, I'm playing tennis. I play tennis about every day of the week. Sometimes I play on the weekend. And we've got a league match today, so I'm sitting here at the sports club. So I guess I better get out of the car. I can't play tennis in the car. But anyway, you take care of yourself, and good to talk with you. And where are you located?
Down here in Lower Dremel County. I live down here in Blair Place, if you're familiar with that.
Say it again. I heard something, Place.
Down here, down Highway 25, a little, down at Blair Place, down here next to where Highway 25, 418, Highway 8, and all that come together.
Blair Place, okay. I'm deaf and one ear. I can't hear out of the other. I've got a big Motorola speaker here in the car, and it does a good job, but my ears ring like crazy. So anyway, all right. Well, you hang in there, bud, and good to talk with you. I think it's the first time I've talked with you on 2 meters, and hope to talk to you again soon. I'll say 73s. I'll stick around for your final. And I'll get out here and see what I can do. KB4CBA.
Enjoyed it. I didn't catch your name. I apologize. But, yeah, I've heard you in here before, but I don't think I ever talked with you. KO4JQX. 73, man. Have a good day and good luck with your tennis match.
Name is David. Good old biblical name. Oh, me. I like to think of the David the Giant Killer. Oh, don't I wish? Oh, me. Okay. Well, we'll talk to you later. 73 is KB4CBA.
Okay, David. Yeah, I'm Jeff on this end. Have a good one, man. 73 to you.
Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Victor. Radio check.
Whiskey Victor. This is November 0, Tango Radio, N0TR, Tom. You're full quieting into the repeater, over.
for the feedback. I recently just got my ham license, so I'm trying out a new antenna with an HT.
Get your can of paint. Mark that spot, because, buddy, you couldn't get any better. What was your name? And congratulations.
I'm Walter, and I'm actually on a bridge in Simpsonville that I can see the mountains from here.
It'd be pretty hard to find a place up there where you couldn't. We're just between Lake Robinson and Lake Cunningham, just south of your location right now, Walter.
Just amazed. This is an 8-watt handheld that I'm able to hit the repeater at Caesar's Head.
It's really a wonderful repeater. It's owned by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. It's up 3,500 feet up there. And it transmits, I think, at 100 watts. It is always fascinating when you're new to the hobby. And it has great coverage and a lot of great people on here. But I think that you could probably hit it with 1 watt from where you're at.
Mechanical engineer, so I know gears and motors, but the electricity and radio waves are quite new to me, so it's amazing that with, you know, that little bit of power that I can reach that far, so this is pretty cool.
Yes, and I was fascinated too, and I have a long, long history of electricity and electronics background, but it's still magic. That's all you can say about it. It's magic. And you'll sure meet a lot of fine folks around here on this repeater. So wish you luck with that. I was just getting ready to go out and visit with the chickens out there a minute and see if there's any eggs, and got some yard work to do. Been mounting some lights under the countertops for my wife. And I'm sufficiently sore from that because I'm 73 years old. But if you run that handy talkie on 8 watts, I can tell you right now, Walter, it'll get hot pretty quick.
Get hot, or the handheld will get hot?
The handheld will get hot. I used to, when I lived up in Kansas, we lived down here for 10 years now. I'd run a handy talking HTX 202 Radio Shack handheld, and I think it was 5 watts output. It'd get hotter than a firecracker. Now, most of the microprocessors nowadays and these radios nowadays, they'll shut you down if it gets too hot. Kind of like this repeater. If you talk way long, and it takes quite a bit, there's a timeout timer, and it'll time out, but then it'll reset. But I think most of the handy talkies are probably set up that way now. They got a lot of smarts in them, put it that way. But if you're running on 1 watt, you'll just feel it get warm. That's normal. When you're running on 8 watts, it'll get hot to the touch. And then pretty soon, it might kick out on you. But as they say, you're supposed to use as little wattage as necessary. So you'll just have to do some experimenting and see how much it takes to get in without a lot of noise on your signal, Walter. And, yeah, I was an industrial electrician, electronic technician for, probably 50, 55 years. And I'm retarded now, or retired now, a little of both. So back to you. This is N0TR.
Mike, or Kilo Oscar for Mike Whiskey Victor. So I turned the power down. Can you still hear me?
You sound like an FM broadcast transmitter right here, like 105 FM or something. Excellent. You can go down some more, probably.
Down to should be around 2 watts. I think mine does 2, 5, and 8.
But just as solid now as you was on 8 watts. And you'll get a lot more battery life out of your HT.
That's my one of my cousins gave me, was letting me borrow a 5/8 wave antenna. The little rubber ducky antenna that came with this thing was pretty useless. But I've got two of the handhelds that I've got with me. I kind of want to see what my other antenna can pick up. But I'm transmitting from the 5/8 wave. I think he said it was an MKG brand. So I've got to find somewhere to buy one of these because I'm in my truck right now.
Well, just go to Ham Radio Outlet. It's in Atlanta, and you'll have something within a matter of 1 or 2 days. They're a great outfit. And that's probably what you're thinking of is MFJ, Mike Fox Juliet. They make a tremendous amount of stuff. In the old days, didn't have a very good reputation, but they're putting out some pretty good stuff now. And I think they also own a Meritron, which I have one of their amplifiers. And I know it's good. But regular rubber Zeki probably starts out at minus 6 dB. So they're not the most efficient thing in the world. And you can take that handy talking and buy a little small amplifier and hook it up in your car and plug it in and put in 5 watts and get out 35 watts. Or you can just take and get you an extension cord from the antenna to a mag mount, a little bitty one, put it on your car, and there will be a tremendous difference in your ability to get in and out. If you're in a car, it's not very good. You just can't get out too good with the handy talking. Sometimes yes, but sometimes no.
Parked after I got on the other side of the bridge, you started to break up. But I just looked, and it is, you're right, it's an MFJ. And it's like 3 feet tall. When he said it was a 5/8 wave, I'd imagine that it was smaller than that, but it's a pretty big antenna for top of my truck.
Yeah, if it's for the top of your truck, you're fixed up great because they work so much better than the rubber ducky. And when you're in a vehicle, it's one of the most safest places in the world to be. If there's a lightning storm out there, it's a Faraday cage. And the lightning hits it, it'll go around it. Well, it's not so good for RF propagation, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know the physics behind the Faraday cage. I still don't want to be in it when it gets hit by lightning.
Yeah, I saw a guy in the Boston Museum of Science and quite a few years ago, and he was in a, looked like a big bird cage, and they had the 4 Van de Graaff generators surrounding it, and it would throw lightning bolts out at him from about 10 feet away and hit that cage. And he had a microphone and was trying to talk over the gigantic lightning crashes to the audience out there. And I'd have to concur with your findings. I don't think I'd want to be in one either. But if you ever get in a problem where you knock a telephone pole down, you know, and a high voltage wire gets on your car, stay in the car. You're perfectly safe. Don't step out or you're perfectly dead.
Dead is in the least path of resistance.
Yeah, you got it. Well, Walter, I'll let you go. Again, congratulations. And most anybody on here is great to talk to. If they don't have a call sign, we don't talk to them. That's the rules. So you take care and have a good day. It's a beauty out there. This is N0TR, and I'm signed with you.
Thanks, sir. Mike, Oscar, sorry, Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Victor. I got to get used to my call sign. Thanks for the feedback, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
73's Walter. I'm clear and headed outside. This is N0TR.
K2RCL, N0TR. Tom, I got a quick question for you.
I was headed out the door and I forgot your name.
Hey, Tom, this is Russell. I'm on Echo Link, so I got a little bit of a delay. But do you know anybody in the general area that can program Motorola radios? I got a friend of mine that gave me a XPR3500E handheld, and just looking for a way to program it without spending the $300-something that Motorola wants for the 3-year subscription of software.
Well, you know, I don't hear. I did back in Kansas because I had a mobile unit converted over to the amateur bands. But I'm sure there would be somebody on here that might know. You're just going to have to listen and ask that question a few times until you get it to the right person. Motorolas are a thing of their own, and they're proprietary software in that. You just have to get lucky and find the right guy, and I'm not it. That's technically above my pay grade. Back to you, Russell.
Comment.
Go ahead.
KO4JQX, Russell, Communication Service Center in Greenville. I think you're on, I believe it's Sulphur Springs Road. They can do it for you. I just had one done this week. I got a Motorola XPR75. Let's see. What is this thing? XPR7550. They just programmed mine for me.
Thank you so much. Guys, I'm going to run back outside and let you two have it. This is N0TR.
Got it.
Bye.
I4DDD, Kilo India 4, Delta, Delta, Delta. I heard a gentleman on here asking about Motorola programming. If you're anywhere near the Clemson area, I've got a friend here, K4BAN. His name is also Alex. K4BAN, he works for Duke Energy in the fire department. He's a Motorola whiz and should be able to help you out.
Hey, guys, I appreciate it a lot. Tom, K2RCL, N0TR, it was great talking with you. I know you got to head out. I appreciate the feedback. As far as Communication Service Center goes, I'm familiar with them. I worked with them when I was at the fire department. I just didn't know if they would program for individuals. So that's right down the street from where I'm at. So probably a touch base with them and see. If not, can you give me that call sign in Clemson again just for sake that I'll have it?
The gentleman in Clemson is named Alex Norwood. His call sign is Kilo 4 Bravo Alpha November, K4BAN. You can get in touch with him. He works with the fire department doing their communications, and he's also a Duke Energy engineer.
I copy that, K4BAN. I'll have that written down here in the truck with me. And see if Communication Service Center can hook me up. If they can, awesome. If not, I'll definitely be getting in touch. I appreciate it.
I've got to get back to work here. This is KI4DDD. Good talking with you guys. I'll be clear on your vital.
As for Gene, if you go up to Communication Service Center, he only works on Monday and Tuesday. But just tell him you talked to another ham operator and he put in some frequencies for a 2-meter radio for you, and for me, and just ask him would he be willing to do that for you. And I don't think it'd be a problem.
Alright, sounds good. I'll see if I can get in touch with him Monday, see what we can get done then. I am about to destinate here at the house, but I definitely appreciate the information. I was going to jump on here and see get that radio programmed up and get back on the air with the radio.
Let me catch your call again. I didn't get it a while ago.
Sure thing. It is K2RCL, Kilo 2, Romeo Charlie Lima.
I'll do it clear with you then. KO4, Juliet, Quebec X-ray, and Jeff on this end. 73 to you, brother. Good luck.
K4JFX, K2RCL, I appreciate it a lot, and 73, sir.